Welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just like it's helpful.
Us in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, welcome to Dog Fest. What the hell, man?
There's such a dichotomy right now. You're like so, you're like Eeyore. And I'm all a little high context.
You didn't even let me say hi before you interrupted me.
I laughed. And you said, what the hell? So I explained myself. I'm sorry.
You interrupted me with a laugh.
I'm sorry about
a
that.
Very large laugh.
I will wait my turn and laugh next time.
That is. Welcome to the podcast. And this podcast, which is a daily, is.
It's a daily. Son of a bitch.
And already warranting an explicit label, a day late, warranting an explicit label. It's just going to be freeform tonight. What?
Is it really?
Yeah, no random thoughts.
All right, well,
let me
ask you this since we haven't talked about it all the way. Did you do Wordle today?
Yeah, but I don't remember it.
Look it up on your phone, man.
Nobody wants to hear old people talking about
I
want to
know how many
Wordle.
You got it in.
Oh, two.
Two?
Yeah.
I didn't say the word.
You're going to have to put a quarter in the swear jar.
I did not say it. I didn't commit.
You owe me like 50 cents. Now.
Okay. All right. I can see how you...
Nobody wants to talk
because
about Wordle.
Because I got it in three, but I had a very valid first
Nobody
guess.
Nobody wants to talk about Wordle.
You just got lucky.
Ugh.
But good job getting lucky, baby.
Let's just talk about Wordle.
You're the Wordle master.
So for those of you who don't know, Wordle is a game where you guess a word in six or less.
Five. Oh, six guesses. I'm sorry. My bad. But five
Sweet
letters.
Sweet mother of all things.
The five letter words. Let me get my two cents in.
Sweet mother of all things holy. I'm not going to make it through 5 minutes of this podcast.
Sweet mother of all things holy.
Please stop. Do, do, do. Just so y'all know, Sean's running for political office.
It's a minor.
And I obviously
very important
and,
to the town.
And obviously not enough people listen to our podcast because he's still running right now. And I kind of feel like if they listened, it would be all over, babe.
Not if they're cool.
How would you define cool?
Well, you know, kind of laid back, a little bit potheadish.
Oh my god, you're so high context. How could you call yourself laid back?
I know. Well, I just laid back. You heard my chair squeak. I am
Anyways,
the definition of laid back, actually.
Wordle is a game, and people play it when they're on the toilet, the end. And then you can look at your statistics. And the New York Times, where Wordle is on now, will tell you if you were lucky or strategic.
Only if you're a subscribing member, because I'm a freebie. I can't look at no statistics. I can see my statistics.
Yeah.
But I don't get the rating as far as like what your skill versus your luck was.
Oh,
like
you don't,
you
man?
No.
Oh, you little poor peasant.
That's why I have to play in hard mode voluntarily rather than being able to choose it.
Oh, wow. You don't, really?
I did this morning. That's how I got my three.
Okay. Anyways, so Sean plays it on the potty all the time.
So do you.
And then he tells me how he does. And that means that we're
not unless I do really well or really bad.
And this all means that we are one hop, skip, and a jump away from a house in Florida. And that my hair is almost blue. Sean's going to lose all his teeth. And we're both going to start playing golf very, very soon.
If I have to invest in my very much money in dental work, I think it will be cheaper to just get on with teeth pulled.
I can totally see this.
And have dentures.
Because you already have no lips. I can totally see you as
wouldn't
one of
be
those.
Able to tell the difference if no. I had them in or out.
I know. Not, I have seen my future, and my future is a toothless husband. Anyway, so sexy.
If you're sexy and you know it, clap your hands.
That was Sean clapping for himself. Anyway, so that's what Wordle is. We're having very chaotic weeks. We're a little bit busy. It's a little bit crazed.
So busy.
And, you know, like we work so hard and we hustle so hard. And then you find out there's a woman who used to be a stripper who sells her burps. And she's like a millionaire.
Was that
now.
What the email you got was for?
No.
Dude, maybe you should sell farts.
I don't fart enough to sell.
Every night in bed, I'll just be down there suffering, fighting the good fight, trying to bottle those things up.
Why do you do this lying thing? Oh, I know, because he's running for office.
Oh my God, that was a good one. That was brilliant, baby.
If I get to talk, sometimes I get to say
that
funny things.
That was a deep, deep joke.
A deep joke, was it?
Yeah, it was. Like, I bet a lot of people didn't get that. Or they got offended.
Our listeners got it. Our listeners are smart.
I'm sure all three of our listeners are geniuses.
Like our dog.
Trying to go out the closed door when there's an open door.
All right, let me set this up. We're in the office. There's two doors. One door is open and one door is closed. They are literally, like Sean said, 10 feet away from each other.
What's that?
And our dog's like hitting the closed door to go out that one. But still, dogs are smarter than people.
Well, not all of them.
But yeah, so there. So this woman sells her burp. She's a millionaire.
Is
we're
that the same?
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
Damn it, Sean.
Let's try that again. So you start all over.
No, it's not even. There's no point.
Dude, don't do. You're shutting down the whole podcast. Right
I can't
now.
Help
start
it.
Start all over
you
and talk about the
talk
woman
over
who's,
me and
who
I
sells
never...
her sweet burps. No, I'm not trying to be.
I know you just are.
I can't help it, yes. But please, start over. I promise I will not interrupt.
Well, I can't remember what I was going to say
you
anymore.
You bullshit. Hey, look, there's a woman with the same name as you who used to be a stripper or something.
No, it's not my name.
And now she sells her burps online.
My point was that we hustle really hard.
Yeah.
And I put up with Sean all the time. And yet I don't get to sell my burps online and be a millionaire. And you know why? Because I was never a stripper and I'm not sexy. And that's why.
Oh, you are sexy.
No, it's because I'm an old, old, ugly person. And I've always
been. If we start our OnlyFans channel, you can sell burps, baby.
I don't burp enough.
No, you hardly ever burp.
If I burp, there's going to be vomit right after.
Well, that's kind of the thing. Once Carrie starts to burp and.
I don't think it
is. Bad things usually happen. Not every time.
I don't think people want to buy my vomit. But I would sell it.
Baby, there's
right
people
now
out
I'll
there.
Sell anything.
There's people out there would buy any part of your body from head to toe or any part of your clothing from head to toe. They'd probably buy your fingernails. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, two of our friends on Facebook wanted you to start at OnlyFans. Did you see that thread?
No. When was that?
Like this week.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Two men.
In relation to... of course. But in relation to what? What was the post?
I don't remember the original post because I was like, what?
You know, was it like a picture of me? Was I...
I don't remember.
Just coming out of the shower?
No.
And my wet hair was...
You don't have long enough hair to be like sexy wet hair. So, again... I apologize. We told you that
you
this podcast
this was
going to
be freeform,
stupid.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not stupid.
It's totally stupid, baby. This is honestly what our other podcast is like. What's that called?
Love in the Stream.
Yeah, man.
It's kind of like this.
It is kind of like
that.
Except
you get mad more on Loving the Stream.
I do.
At me.
Because you're being naughty, you know? And it's live, and Facebook's going to kick us off.
They haven't yet. We've been doing it for 2 years.
I don't know why.
Because you're naughty, and my naughty's more realistically low-level naughty.
Well, I What does that even mean?
That means for my low-level naughty, which is accepted by 95% of the rest of society, for you, it's like the carnival where you ding the bells all the way through the roof.
I'm like, ding, 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 ding. He's so naughty. Ding, 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 ding.
The dog is an idiot. The dog is she doesn't idiot. Know what a circle is, apparently.
Just keep both doors open.
Yeah, I guess I will.
Anyway, so that happened. And that's Sean. Sean's calling our dog a dumbass, which is very but with love. That was with love. I don't think she feels loved.
Dude, you're never gonna find a post. You're not even. You're just on your page scrolling. You're not even on mine.
I don't think it was on yours. Oh. I think you just got tagged.
Well, if but you anyways, tag me, it's on my page.
Let's try to make this cognizant.
It is cognizant.
No, I don't think it is.
Okay. Anyways,
the point here is. There is no point. And yeah, we're looking for a life's purpose, and now I don't know if there even is one. And, like, I didn't make enough money last month.
Oh, my God. There.
How's that to bring you down?
You know, 99.999% of our podcasts on Dogs Are Smarter Than People are about building self up.
I know.
And you're like, oh, I didn't make no money. Like, money is the most important thing in the world.
I've also been working on trying to be more resilient this month. And that's
oh, you've of, been resilient, man.
I don't think I've been that resilient. I've kind of failed at that, too.
But I would never say that.
Yes, you would. You just talk right over me and say it. All right, you pick a topic. Me? We have one more topic and then we're gone, man.
What?
We can't do this. We have other work to do.
I know. I'm going to go put chairs together.
Sean has to put other people's chairs together and a fire pit that we don't get to use.
Oh, yeah. We don't want this one, I don't think.
I don't know. Is it a bad fire pit?
No, it's just not.
It's a little flawed. How is it flawed?
Oh, it wasn't because of my nice comment on this post.
No, I was looking, but it wasn't. How is it flawed, boo-boo?
Because it has no holes in the bottom, so it doesn't get good ventilation, nor does it drink. If it rains, it fills up with water.
Oh.
So you got to physically dump it out.
Oh, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
I had posted a video that Sean made of baby lambs being released at the Peggy Rockefeller farm. And it was adorable and they were so cute. And I wrote, the story will be up later, but for now, just look at this cuteness Sean Farrar filmed today, heart, heart, heart. And then Doug Marshall said, a video of Sean would be cute, smiley face. And then Christopher Walsh said, Doug Marshall, dressed like a lamb. Cuter.
That's got nothing to do with an OnlyFans account. But maybe we should buy it.
Stop
maybe
moving.
Will you
just stop moving and stop talking? And then I said he needs an OnlyFans, and Doug Marshall said yes, and Chris Walsh says he has one.
Of course Chris would say
and
that.
And I believe him.
I don't.
I believe him.
I don't. I'd be making an extra $2 a month at least.
This is the same guy who said Betty White died for years before Betty White died and made people believe him over and over again. But I do believe that you have
a... Oh, he only has to say it one time for you to believe it, huh?
Yeah.
I don't.
I think you do.
I don't actually have the nerve for that.
You don't?
No.
Is that dog eating something?
Yeah, her dinner bowl.
Oh, no. All right.
I'm not going to leave the room and take it away from her just yet.
So is there anything else you want to talk about before we hang it up this week?
Well, we can talk about my OnlyFans account, which I don't have yet. But I could start.
You could sell your burps. In your free time.
That's silly. Because a burp don't fucking travel well. What?
A burp don't travel well?
No. That's what you can name this
episode. I am
going
to rename this episode.
A burp don't travel well. Because they don't. What? How does that particular person package their burps? You know?
In a plastic bag?
In a plastic bag, no less.
Yeah.
Like a Ziploc?
I don't know. Stop yelling.
Oh, we still got to do a dog tip.
No, we're not doing any of that. No, there's no dog tip for life. This is like the dialed in, unscripted at all episode of poop. It is of poop. And if you are listening to this, you can send us money, but you can also just send us your condolences over our inability to make a very good podcast this week. Oh, but our doggy is here.
She's here in the lap.
She looks so cute. She likes to eat.
So maybe if I start an OnlyFans account, I should buy a sheep costume.
Dude, why don't we do that? Oh, no, you're only.
How about if I'm a little lamb and you be Mary? No, go ahead.
Never mind.
No, I want to hear it.
You could just dress up like things. Like, you could be the inflatable unicorn, and you could be Bigfoot, and then you could be a little lamb, and then you, like, you could be things.
But my Willy has to be hanging out of every costume.
There's no Willy.
No?
Oh, that's. Now you're never going to get elected.
Nobody's going to hear it.
Everybody's going to hear it.
Well, if they can't laugh at that, then I don't want them voting for me. That's...
Oh.
I'll be knocking on their door next week, though.
Not with anything hanging out.
No. Oh my. With my lamb costume.
No.
All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new
amazing creepy podcast is Dude No. It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast,
Loving the Strange,
which we stream live
on Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
Be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah.